Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get on you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough.
You've had enough.
And you've had enough.
Still gotta
try, small business owners. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section singing our anthem. You didn't know it back in those days, but it is, isn't it? Isn't that how it is out here on Main Street? Even when times get tough and you think you might have had enough, you still gotta try. Because you believe in yourself, small business owners. That's the reason why you keep doing. That's the reason why you pulled it all out. You've accomplished all you've accomplished. Yeah, you've had some help, but a lot of it, most of it, is because you believed in yourself. And that's the reason why you're my heroes. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Grady. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now in its third edition. That means it's a good one. Five Kick-Ass Strategies Every Business Needs is another one. And what's the other one here? We're Rebuilding the Brand. He's just full of great information, folks. But Rob, I need your website, please.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E. .com.
All right. So check that out, folks, and you'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. We're talking about accomplishing your business goals, your sales goals. In the previous segment, Rob, you helped us understand about, you got to get your sales estimates right. You got to think long term. You got to make those first downs. Try to have your plan based on a 10-year, 5-year, 1-year kind of a time frame, breaking it down into those buckets, so to speak. What's next? How do we make this happen? What are the nuts and bolts? Let's do some blocking and tackling.
In developing your objectives, the one thing that has to be clear is the objective. It first of all has to be clear. And one of the things that I always tell when I was teaching at Marquette, I always told my students, make sure it's quantifiable, measurable, and attainable. Simply saying I want to be rich is not a goal. I mean,
right.
Unless accidentally. Lottery or something, it's if you set a goal like that, I intend to be rich, it's basically a dim hope. And it's one likely doomed to failure without a plan. So
let me stick something in here. If you say if you tell your salespeople we have to close more sales, that doesn't mean anything. But if you say we currently have a 35% close ratio, that's not good enough. This is what we're going to do to get it to 50% or 40%.
Exactly. We want to be quantifiable, measurable, and attainable. Increased market share is not an objective. Increased market share 3% over the next 12 months, that's a clearly defined. Increased market share 9%, that's quantifiable, over the next 12 months is measurable, and whether or not that's attainable is based upon the research that you've done in advance. Can you pick up that whatever percent I said, 3%? Market share, is that attainable? Is it realistic?
Right.
Not increase your revenue 30%, but increase revenue at average of 5% over the next 6 years. That's something that's quantifiable, measurable. It may or may not be attainable based upon your research, but if you've done your research, you can then determine whether or not that is attainable.
Yeah, and when you put it all together, see, this is where you say, okay, folks, we want to increase our close ratio by 7% from 35 mm-hmm. to 42%. And that's going to result in this increase in sales, which if you look at our sales, our gross profit, by increasing that's the close ratio 7%, that's only going to increase our expenses by 1%. And so the other percentage just goes to the bottom line. So you work it all the way through the company, don't you? You take it all the way through, showing your sales organization what their activity does for the overall corporate goal.
Well, for each objective, you then have strategies as well. Every objective has a series of strategies, and those strategies have specific tasks or tactics that you have to perform in order to fulfill those objectives. So the strategy for increasing your closing rate might be training for your sales staff. That might be one of the strategies. And then the specific task is this training school or these classes or this in-house mentoring program that we're going to have our senior guys help the younger fellas increase their closing rate, that sort of thing. You have specific strategies for achieving those objectives, but they have to be quantifiable and measurable, first of all. Otherwise, it's basically a wish, and we all know what happens with those.
And this is one of the things where this is where planning breaks down a lot of times in small business owners, in small businesses, because of a little bit of a lack of sophistication in this area. I'm going to ask you folks, do you know what your close ratio is of each one of your salespeople, your clerks out on the desk if they wait on 10 people? Do you know how many they close and what the numbers are? If you're going to meet that goal out there that Rob talked about in the beginning, if you're going to accomplish that goal, you got to be able to break it down into bite sizes that you can put work and leverage and time into, isn't it, Rob?
Well, you have to have measured it in the first place. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something that you wish to change. You better have a reasonable way to measure its effectiveness, both for the benefit of your sales staff in this particular example, but also for your benefit. Otherwise, how are you going to know whether or not you've achieved your goal? How are you going to make that first down?
And if you don't know how to do that, folks, that's why you buy the books that are written.
The last thing I would tell
Brady.
People is make sure you, once you have a plan, follow it. There's no point in having one otherwise. So,
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com, folks. The books are available wherever books are sold. Hey, Rob, come back soon. Good job today.
Jim, always glad to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.